Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.
Thank you for downloading Beer Nuts for free on iTunes or from ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate Beer Nuts 5 stars on iTunes and help to tell others about Beer Nuts by leaving a comment. Thank you for following Beer Nuts on Twitter at Beer Nuts Podcast and on Instagram at Beer Nuts Podcast. Please like the Beer Nuts Podcast on Facebook to like and share Beer Nuts. If you'd like to donate to Beer Nuts, you can click on the PayPal button at ChristopherMedia.net. If you use Amazon.com, please click and bookmark the Amazon link at ChristopherMedia.net. It will not cost you any extra money, and you will help to support Beer Nuts. If you're looking to launch your own website, please click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Christopher Media uses HostGator to host all of the shows produced by Christopher Media Network. When you click through the HostGator banner at ChristopherMedia.net and sign up for HostGator, you are helping to support Beer Nuts. TheBroBasket.com. Guys are tired of all those boring socks and ties. BroBasket is the answer to the age-old question, what do I get a guy? We know that choosing the perfect gift for a man is a difficult task, but not anymore. TheBroBasket.com is here to help. We all know men are hard to shop for, but what do guys actually like? Their favorite alcohol, that's what. It could be craft beer, wine, whiskey, scotch, or tequila. TheBroBasket.com will put it in a gift basket full of their favorite gear and goodies. You can customize your own BroBasket or choose from a variety of different BroBaskets, like the Ultimate Import Sampler, the Jack and Coke gift set, or the Junior Executive gift basket. Boozeless but still cool BroBaskets are also available. TheBroBasket.com gives you many shipping options to choose from, including rush delivery and Saturdays. 21 and over, please. State and local laws apply. Beer, wine, and liquor are not available for shipping in all states. You can help to support Christopher Media by clicking through the BroBasket.com banner at ChristopherMedia.net. Alcohol gift baskets. What men really want. Men used to be hard to shop for. TheBroBasket.com.
Christopher Media. Let's make some noise.
Welcome to Beer Nuts, a weekly excursion into the world of craft beer. Brought to you by MichiganBeerGuide.com. And now, here are the Beer Nuts.
Okay, everybody, welcome to Beer Nuts, episode 73. I'm joined today by Uncle Pete. Where is Uncle Pete?
Right here. How's it going, everybody?
And we've got Greg with us. Welcome, Greg.
Hi. Good to be back. Thanks for having me. Yeah.
Should we just call you Schmitty?
Yeah, that works. Just don't call me late for dinner. Or beer.
Well, we're going to have a great episode today. Our topic is New England style IPAs and maybe perhaps a double IPA or two of the hazy, juicy New England style IPA category that has taken the nation by storm, much to the chagrin of some traditional brewers who like more clear beers, but they're tasty, and everybody loves them. So before we do that, please, whatever you're drinking, relax, kick back, open up a cold one. We're not pretentious here, whether you're new to craft beer or, you know, just exploring from the Bud Light, Miller Light, Coors Light crowd, or you're a sophisticated beer snob. There's room at our table for you. We just love exposing people to new and different beers and beer styles, so cheers, everybody. Toast to you. Episode 73, New England IPAs.
Cheers.
So here is our quote of the week. Very short and sweet tonight. Life and beer are very similar. Chill for best results. From the Greenmore.
Perfect.
So I'm chilling tonight. Before I start, you know, we're out here in the Detroit area. Three of us on tonight's episode, and I wanted to just give a shout out to Shorts Barbecue in Corktown, Detroit.
Slows.
Shorts. Dough. Okay. Cut that. All right. Before we start, before we break into the episode, please edit that out, Chris. Before we start tonight's episode, I wanted to give out a shout out to Slows Barbecue, Corktown, just south of south side of Detroit, as Journey would say. Unbelievable, great food and great beer menu. I just was there a couple hours ago. I had dinner there tonight, and it was just great service, great, fantastic food and beer. So just wanted to give them a shout-out. I really enjoyed my visit there tonight. And I'm sure you guys, as who've lived here longer than I have, can vouch for Slows. Anybody?
Yep. Greg? Yes, sir. That brisket is fantastic. And the mac and cheese.
I've had it.
Okay, well, let's get into the beers. And when we talk about New England style IPAs, we pretty much have to start out with a couple of OG selections here. And thanks to our good buddy JT from Southeast Beer Connoisseurs of Southeast Michigan, one of our Facebook groups, and a good buddy of ours that we see frequently, Uncle Pete and I know. When we told JT we were doing this episode, we know that he's a big fan of this style, and he gave us a few of the legendary, you know, harder to get OG, like I said, the OGs. So we're going to start tonight with one of the first New England style APAs to break onto the scene, and that would be none other than the legendary Treehouse from Massachusetts. So we have an alter ego from Treehouse in the blue can. For those of you who are beer connoisseurs and may have had this, it's a 6.8% IPA brewed in Monson, Massachusetts by the Treehouse Brewing Company. So I just poured, Pete and I are together here, so we poured a sample of this, and it's got a nice, really nice, healthy, frothy head, and it's got that hazy, looks almost kind of like a glass of maybe pineapple juice, you know, a little orange pineapple hue to it. Great aroma to it. You can smell some citrus, maybe a little pineapple mango type citrus. So it's just, when you smell it, you just can't wait to taste it. So I'm diving right in. Oh, man. And the first thing you notice is a you know, great flavor and a great creamy mouthfeel. I'm not sure if there's oats in this, but I suspect there might be, and I'm not even sure if they tell you whether there is, but really nice hop aromas in this. Pete, you can add your comments, and I'm going to read a little bit about the beer from the can and the Treehouse website. So go ahead.
Sure thing, JR. Yeah, a very fantastic aroma on this. It's so floral and aromatic. All of those citrusy kind of fruits, juicy kind of fruits. I get a little pine, but mostly mostly fruity aroma, and I love the haze to it. It looks like it has a very fine carbonation, laces on the glass very well. Oh, it's fantastic. It's, to me, it's kind of a light-bodied, but so flavorful, and you know, it's one of these things that I could, you know, you can get hooked on these so easily, I think. It just... it's so much different than IPAs or double IPAs that we've had that maybe aren't as aggressively hopped. And it's so interesting that with aggressive hopping, you know, double dry hopping and such to make these styles, that it doesn't pick up more of the bitterness. It somehow comes up with more of the fruity, juicy, fruity flavors than the bitterness. So... great selection. I love it. Good job.
Gets distributed right from their brewery. So you pretty much either have to know somebody that lives up that way that can get it from you, or actually get it to you. So I took a New England trip a couple years ago, and I unfortunately wasn't able to go by here. I did get some Trillium beers, which is one of the other OGs that we're going to taste next. But how about you, Pete? Have you had any other?
Yeah, I've had a few other of this style beer, but not from that particular brewery. When you mentioned on this particular sample that we're having now, Mosaic and Amarillo, as I've waited now kind of a long time between sips and kind of let the flavor just kind of dissipate, I do get a long-lasting punch of Mosaic on the aftertaste. So I did just have recently a Mosaic Promise from Founders, and it's a unique hop, and it's a very identifiable flavor if you like Mosaic hops. So I think the long-lasting aftertaste definitely comes through with the Mosaic.
Okay, well, it's really hard for me to break away from this one. I'm trying to think of other ones I've had. I think I have maybe been at a share where I had a taste of Juicy. I haven't had very much of these Treehouse beers. I know that they, the people that trade them, ask a king's ransom for them, and rightfully so. There's a huge demand, but I've just never been willing to, you know, give up the farm for some of these, and frankly, just don't really have the trade connections. I'm not that big into the trading scene, but thankfully we do have friends like JT that are able to, you know, occasionally hook us up with some of these great beers from. But the reason we wanted to start out with Treehouse is because pretty much, you know, before this style of beer exploded, I mean, these were the original breweries that started developing these unique and, as they say on the can, progressive styles of beer, this progressive, juicy, hazy style of beer. And some of your traditional brewers really, it really irks them that these beers are so revered and enjoyed because, you know, they were brought up to brew and take great, go to great lengths to clear the beer. So it would be nice and bright and clear and see-through. And these beers are, you know, there's rumors that some people put weed in them to make them hazy, and that's not true. But, you know, it's just a really different style that, you know, burst onto the scene, and your traditional, some of them have never come around to it. But if you just taste the beers, they brought me around pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's a great style. You got to love it. Some of these breweries are kind of younger, I think, too. They're newer breweries. You know, some of them have stories about, you know, recent home brewers who were kind of new to the game that kind of fell in love with some of these originals, like John's talking about here, and figured out how to make them on their own and then opened up their own brewery. And so the style or this particular way to make this specialty IPA is really exploding on the scene. As far as I know, JR, there isn't a style in the BJCP called Juicy IPA or New England IPA. I think they lump it into the specialty IPA category.
That's correct, and I'm pretty sure that over time that will change. Just the style is so popular now that I don't think they can ignore it forever. I think it's just a matter of time till the next time they revise their beer style guidelines that this will be added as a category, just because so many breweries are now producing it. Some reluctantly, and some are totally into it. But you know, you can't overlook the demand that your customers have for these great beers. So we're going to move on to our next beer. Uncle Pete's going to introduce us to our other old, or our OG beer. The OG being this one would be from the other brewery that kind of kicked off the craze, and that would be Trillium Brewing, another brewery in the Boston area. So Uncle Pete, why don't you tell us about what we're tasting next?
Okay, right on. Let's get to it. As JR said, we've got a Trillium Brewing sample here. I'm not really great with my Boston accent, but we'll give it a shot. We got a double dry hopped Fort Point pale ale, 6.6% alcohol, from Boston, Massachusetts, Trillium Brewing. So we'll give this a pour. All right. Looking at this one, has not much head on it. Does have that classic standard haze, very floral, aromatic. Big difference. I get a lot of differences between this and the one we just had, the Alter Ego. Even though they're of a similar style, I get a lot more pineapple on this one in the flavor profile right off the bat. It's very pleasant, very pleasing. It seems sort of acidic like pineapple to me. Has a different carbonation, not as creamy of a mouthfeel as the Alter Ego, but not in any way objectionable. Good offering though, I love it. It's it kind of shows how you can have a lot of differences, probably because of the hop profile and the quantity of hops and the types of hops that are used, you know, in the dry hopping. I don't have anything on the can, JR, that talks about the specific hopping on this one. Maybe you have some other information as soon as you get a chance to take a peek.
Well, maybe because it's double dry hopped, it's definitely much hoppier than the last beer, a little bit more bitter, but certainly still tastes juicy and just not as sweet. The alter ego is much sweeter than this. But I'll read a little bit about it from the Trillium website. Double dry hopped Fort Point Pale Ale. This double dry hopped pale ale contains the same base ingredients for both malt and hops as Fort Point Pale Ale, but with an additional dry hop of Citra. The added hops richly enhance the juicy tropical fruit flavors of pineapple mango, create elevated green herbaceous aromatics, and increased body. It's 6.6%. Malt is American two-row barley, white wheat, C15, and dextrin. And the hops are Citra and Columbus. So a lot of Citra. So you pointed that out, Pete. That's more of a pineapple mango. And I get a little grapefruit when from Citra. And Columbus hops probably just from bittering hops. So I could see how this is different. You know, the other one had the Mosaic and the Amarillo. That gives you that orange juicy flavor. This is a little bit more of your pineapple, mango, grapefruit. So, there's a lot of hops in this. You've probably heard me. I actually had a couple sneezes off of this. Yeah, hop content's way up there. It's double dry hopped for sure.
It really makes it fun, you know, trying these different samples and then having them, you know, with different recipes and without knowing up front what was in them. And then, having the flavor differences and the aroma differences is fun to learn, you know, what these different hops bring to the flavor profile.
Absolutely. And we're seeing a lot of breweries give these things a shot. We've had some pretty good ones and some not so good ones. And we've had breweries that have come out with ones and improved them over time. And you do get some batch variations from breweries as they try to develop these but trial and error is the only way you can continue to improve your product. And we've had a few that when they first came out weren't very good, and now they're fantastic beers. So keep giving it a try. Brewers, keep giving it a try. When it's funny because a lot of traditional brewers are dead set against these because they, you know, like I said, they were brought up to clear the beer, and they see these cloudy, hazy beers, and they think that's kind of looking. Goes against what they've been taught, and but in reality, these beers are very difficult to get them just right. So, while you know the traditionalists may seem like, well, you know, they're not clearing the beer, blah blah blah. Well, try to make one because it's not as easy as it sounds. You got to perfect it. I did actually brew a batch about a year ago of really that came out great, but I had. Studied from a Treehouse Homebrewers Facebook group for several months, got tips from a lot of people, and I also had my buddy Mike who lives locally who really is into this style and homebrews. I had him assist me, and he gave me some pointers too. So it came out really good, but I had a lot of assistance from other people that are more specialized in brewing these types of beers. So. All right, well, Greg is with us, our MVL, Most Valuable Listener, who has now turned into a seasoned beer nut. So welcome back, Greg. And now that we've had a couple of the OGs, let's go back and see what some Michigan brewers have come up with in this style. So you take it away and let us know what you're going to introduce us to.
Yeah, exactly. Michigan's certainly no stranger now to Northeast or New England IPAs, if you want to call them. With mine that I've picked up here, it's called Transient Artisan Ales. I believe we've talked about, some Transient in the past. Juice is Loose is one of their more famous ones, but the one I picked out here was Obligatory, and it's a 6.5% ABV American IPA. Picked it up at 8 Degrees Plato down in Midtown Detroit. It's a great little beer store down there and bar as well. They were offering about 3 weeks ago. So 16-ounce can, plain old silver can. It has a nice little sticker with the orange and white wavy lines on it. nothing too fancy, but the beer itself pours like orange juice, had a little head to it. Absolutely gorgeous beer. You know, take a nice sniff of it. It has a nice juicy characteristics of mango, pineapple. Like you said, JR, earlier about Citra and Columbus hops, or at least Citra hops, it has a little grapefruit taste or smell to it, because it does have Citra and Columbus hops in it. It is hopped with those two. So the taste of it, as I take a sip here, ooh, very creamy. Has a very nice juicy flavor to it, but it also has a nice, you know, hop bite to it as well. Nothing too overpowering, but it is very enjoyable. It's one of the more enjoyable New England IPAs that I've had, including, you know, right up there with M43 that we've talked about in the past. So I enjoy it. It's a great offering from Transient Artisan Ales out of Bridgman, Michigan, which is over southwest side of our great state here. So.
Yep, and I don't believe they distribute this beer except at the brewery. However, I do believe there's some local stores that have actually traveled all the way to the brewery and received a quantity. Michigan law does allow breweries to self-distribute.
Yeah, actually, I think it was the other way around. At least Transient brings it to them. 8 Degrees Play-Doh, like I mentioned, received both at their Ferndale and Midtown Detroit locations. And I don't really think there's anybody else other than their actual brewery that receives it. I could be wrong, at least in the can form. I was grateful to see that the 8 Degrees posted about it, and I rushed down there as soon as I saw it and picked up as much as I could, and hopefully we'll see a lot more of it being offered in the future. So cheers to Transient.
Yeah, and to 8 Degrees Plato. So store. Both locations are top-notch beer stores for those in the Detroit area. Or those that visit the Detroit area, go see our friends at 8 Degrees Plato. And I wasn't aware whether how they got it. I just knew that they received an allocation of it. So that's any brewery that produces less than 1,000 barrels a year is designated as a the law allows a brewery that produces small amounts to self-distribute as long as they don't have an assigned distributor in a certain territory. So. Good for Transient to be to think about us Eastsiders here and make their beer available to us, because it's fantastic. So thanks for sharing that with us, Greg. It's a great one.
My pleasure.
All right, let's see. We've got a lot of full glasses here, Pete. It's going to be a long night. Oh, since you have an empty one, why don't you break out the next beer? We're going to move on to a really excellent selection here, another one that JT hooked us up with. I'll let Pete introduce you to it. It's from Colorado. Go ahead, Pete.
Okay, yep. This beer is from Weldworks Brewing Company in Greeley, Colorado. What I've read about Weldworks is they're a fairly new brewery. I think they started up in 2015. Like I had mentioned earlier in some of the comments, the guys that started up, one of the guys was a home brewer who was just in love with this style of beer and had talked about if he could make a good batch of this stuff that he would open a brewery. Well, fortune would have it that it all worked out, and next thing you know, here we go. He's got a brewery going, and he's pumping out these New England style IPAs. So what we have here is a sample called Alpha Bits. It's a 6.7% alcohol by volume, comes in a green can. And we're going to give it a shot here. Let's see what we got. Very much lighter color than the other beers we've had. We're talking about... We're talking about a much more lighter yellow color with a bright white, thick, foamy head. And I haven't even brought the glass towards my face yet. It's sitting on the table, and I can smell the aroma.
Wow.
Yeah, much lighter color, still hazy, but I'd say interesting that we've had the other two beers we've just had were a much darker yellow color than this one. Very creamy mouthfeel on this one now as well. Light bodied, very juicy. Just a slight bitterness on the front that turns immediately to a juicy mouthfeel. Not really immediate lingering bitterness, but as I wait longer, I do get some dryness. Very enjoyable, very, very good. It's got the great bitterness to it now that it's, now that my palate is having a chance to enjoy it for longer than 30 seconds. JR, what do you have to say about it?
Yeah, I agree. This is it's great having all these different ones because, we're finding out they're all unique. I couldn't find out much about this about this from the Weldworks website because they don't currently offer it at the tap room, so there's no description. But I did find through their Facebook that it says we've got our Alpha Bit 6, a New England Pale Ale with South African hops. So perhaps maybe these are the coveted South African hops that got bought by AB that maybe they won't be able to make these again. I hope not because it's a delicious beer. It's lighter, crisper than the other ones. It doesn't have the creamy mouthfeel. It's got that pineapple and not as strong of a flavor as the Trillium that we had, but kind of down that road, only maybe a little lighter, gentler version of it. But it's really a top-notch, well-built beer. It's really nice carbonation level, good mouthfeel, but not as creamy, but that's not a bad thing. Maybe a little bit more bitterness than sweetness, but it's quite an enjoyable beer, and I'm really thankful to have tried it because this is the first time I ever got to taste it. So again, another fantastic offering from JT, who hooked us up with all these nice ones. So anything else we have to add about the style, anybody?
Well, I just wanted to say what we're doing here is we're popping all these 16-ounce cans that have, very very Spartan labeling, very simple labeling, but I haven't really heard or seen this style of beer coming in brown bottles.
Well, we had the one here in Michigan. Stormy, was it? From North Beach?
Slurm that from Shorts. Brown.
Slurm.
Or Slurm Lord, which, even.
Slurm and Slurm Lord were from Shorts. They were in bottles. I actually brought some beers up from Louisiana that were this style. The Bloom and Ghost in the Machine is a great one from Louisiana. They came in bottles, but seems like certainly here in Michigan and all the Massachusetts ones and all the ones throughout New England, there's some great breweries. And the Colorado one was in cans. So I think, one thing about these beers is they have to be drank fresh. Yes. And actually, the next beer we're going to taste here, I had two different cans, one from July and I have one from like a month old, of Boss Tweed from Old Nation, the makers of M43. We're not going to review Boss Tweed simply, we're not going to review M43 today simply because we've already had it on previous episodes of Beer Nuts more than once, I believe. So, but I would be remiss to not mention that covering this style, that it is kind of like the king of New England style IPAs in the state of Michigan. And kudos to them for actually developing it with a beer group. A Facebook group, the Detroit Area Craft Beer Enthusiasts. They basically came to brew. They took five members of the group and went to the brewery, and the first batch was brewed that way. And over the next few months, they tweaked the recipe. Now they've actually expanded, bought additional fermenters just to meet the demand for M43. So it's a great story. But what we have today to wrap up this New England IPA style episode is Boss Tweed, which is their double IPA, which is really a delicious beer. That has not hit distribution yet. It's only released at the brewery, but they've had a few releases with pretty good quantities, and we managed to get some from a couple different batches here. So, this might be a good time to try both cans and see what the difference in freshness is, because this one's about 3 months old, and one's about a month old. So We'll see how much the hops fall off, because it's pretty important that you drink the, you keep these cold and drink them fresh, or you're going to end up losing a lot of the hop goodness. But so let's go ahead and free up a glass here to do this. Greg, do you have anything to add while we're making this happen over here?
Well, you certainly have me jealous, because this is the one from Old Nation that's eluded me. So hopefully it's a delicious beer, and hopefully one day is I can get my hands on it or even try it somewhere that's being offered. So cheers to you guys.
Well, yeah, we'll be sure to get you some, because it's a treat, and you deserve some.
Absolutely.
While we're pouring a few samples here so we can compare years, do you have any other favorites in this style you can talk about?
Ones that I've had recently, Roque Brewing Company out of Royal Oak, Michigan, has offered their Flavorful 5 that I enjoyed immensely. And another one off the top of my head was off of Mommy Bay Brewing Company in the Toledo area. I think that was hashtag fake news. Fake news, right? Or fake juice or something like that. It was very good. Other than that,
yep, Dugout was going to join us with that one tonight, but he had a long work day and couldn't squeeze us in. I'm sure he can give us a few comments on that fake juice. I haven't had that one yet. I'm anxious to try it. But
yeah, of course, you've brought up the ones from the Stormy series. I'm drawing a blank on the brewery name.
North Peak.
There we go. Yep, and I've enjoyed quite a few of those and enjoyed them as you know. So yeah, they've all been great.
Juicy from Petoskey is out there. That's pretty good.
Yes, there's another one. Right. Of course, the Shorts one that we talked about. Yeah.
Yep. The Slurm wasn't my favorite personally, but the Slurm Lord was better.
Much better, yes.
That's their double. All right, well, we have these poured here. So we have a July Boss Tweed and I believe September is the other one, the latest release. Oh, 9/12. So we've got one about a month old and one 3 months old. So let's taste the old one first. Well, let's smell them first. Okay. So I can smell them both, and I can definitely smell a more juicy, lively, the second one, the fresher one, definitely is more flavor, more aroma for sure. But let's taste them and find out. First one tastes pretty good. They both taste good. The first one's probably actually a little colder than the second one. That might skew us a little bit, but you can tell there's definitely a somewhat of a fall off. It's not terrible. The one from July is still very much drinkable. It's not like you'd have to throw it away. But there's clearly more flavor in the fresh one. So that does prove our hypothesis, which, I wouldn't say that if you don't drink it within 2 months, it's no good, throw it away, pour it down the drain or anything. But I would say the fresher you drink these, the more flavor you're going to get, and that's to be expected. I don't think anybody's going to be shocked by that. But what do you think, Pete? Do you notice a big difference?
Not a huge difference. A lot of similarities. I thought the second one, as you pointed out, had more aroma to it. They have a very similar flavor to me. Just reading from the can, though, and to make a point, these are probably the highest alcohol content beer we've had tonight. The Boss Tweed, it comes in at 9.3% alcohol. So I don't think the other ones were up on that scale. But this has an IBU of 68. And there's quite a number of hops in this one, dry hopped with Simcoe, Citra, Mosaic, and Azica. So, again, some different hops, dry hop. And the boil hops were Magnum, Simcoe, Citra, and Mosaic. So, you've got, seven different hops in there. That's really giving it, a complexity.
Well, they've nailed it here, because I definitely get a orange, mango, peach, nectarine, like almost a stone fruit flavor. I get all those out of this, and maybe it's because they have so many different hops. It's more complex, but really, really nice. I love that orange mango-y, you know, and it's even got like a little bit of the thick mouth feel, like, you know, like a mango nectar would have or something. And it's really a treat. And Greg, you have my word. We'll be hooking you up with a can or two of this in the near future so you can enjoy it as well. It's too bad you couldn't be in the same room with us because we got a lot of beers here to drink after we go off the air. It's going
to
be.
Well, I look forward to it. Thank you for the offer.
Absolutely. So you know, I'm sure no matter where you are in the country, you've got some local breweries cranking these out. Again, some of them have perfected it. Some of them are still working on it. But I was in North Carolina this past week. I did miss our last Beer Nuts episode on the Wet Hop Dales, which was my first absence. But while I was away, Ross, our other beer nut from North Carolina, and I were able to go to the Eagles-Panthers football game. And then on Saturday, we went to Burial Brewing in Asheville, North Carolina, and we attended the Burn Pile of Harvest Fest. Really good, nice beer festival. I want to give a shout-out to Burial Brewing, a first-class event. Just a tremendous lineup of 40 different breweries. Had some great sours, had some great double IPAs. They did a wonderful job. They had a nice Saison aged on peaches, which was the beer that they released to people who had VIP tickets. I was first in the Pauper's line. I did not have a VIP ticket, but anytime you're first in line for a beer festival, it's going to be a great day, and it certainly wasn't that. So thank you to Russ for lining all that up. Met a lot of Russ's beer friends down there, and Southern hospitality was the word of the day down there, words of the day, as I was made to feel right at home by his posse and just everybody. It was just a great day, great weather, great beers. So very fortunate to be able to attend that. And they actually did have a couple New England IPAs down there that I really enjoyed. And Ross was kind enough to send me one called Neon God. Pete and I did our warm-up beer before the show with this, but I just wanted to shout out because it was really excellent. It's a Neon God IPA from New Anthem Brewing in Wilmington, North Carolina, home of the UNC Wilmington Seahawks, where Ross attended college. But it's brewed with Pilsner malt, oats, wheat, C20, lactose, citrus, Simcoe, Mosaic. And says on the can, keep cold, drink fresh, recycle the metal tube. So 6.6% ABV. That's called Neon God. Anybody down in eastern North Carolina, find this stuff. It's great.
It was a really tasty one to warm up with tonight. I enjoyed that one. I thought it was a great introduction. Not that we covered it tonight, but I'm glad you shouted out for it, JR.
Yep. So any closing comments? I guess we got the Michigan Brewers Guild Fest coming up in just a couple weeks, and I'll be pouring for Schoolcraft College, the American Harvest Brew Pub, a beer we brew on campus, so I hope to see you there. Greg, do you have plans to attend up in the Eastern Market?
I'll be seeing you there Saturday, sir. Have a beer ready for me.
Excellent. Excellent. I certainly will. Make sure you find me. I'll be there from 12 to 1:30, the first hour and a half of the festival. Of course, the first hour is the enthusiast hour. But even so, we'll make sure we hook up, and I'll introduce you to the Schoolcraft people. And, of course, hundreds of great breweries, over 100 breweries will be there from, you know, strictly Michigan breweries. Uncle Pete, you're going to be there too, right?
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it. It's one of my favorites. It's a great venue, Eastern Market. If you've never been in downtown Detroit to the Eastern Market venue, by all means, try to get down there, and it doesn't have to be a brew fest. It's a great venue for farmers markets, and in fact, I heard, JR, maybe you've heard about this, a new brewery opening up down there. Now I opened my mouth, and I got to slip my mind on the name of it.
Eastern Market Brewing Company, I believe.
Duh. Okay, you got me on that one.
And they haven't been open, but maybe a month or two, and I've heard great things already. So, sure there will be some great New England-style IPAs there, so hopefully any of you close to the Detroit area will stop on out. And, you know, if you do, please look for JR at the Schoolcraft American Harvest Brew Pub find us there. We'll have a booth, and we'll tell you about the great things happening in our brewing and distillation technology program that I teach in the program, and I teach the marketing course. So just had to get a shameless plug in for that. So I think it's time to wrap it up. Anybody final closing comments? Well, I am kind of sorry that Dugout couldn't join us because he really likes these styles of beer. So we'll have this last boss tweet for him. So cheers, Dugout. Hope to have you next week for the next episode. I believe we're going to the next episode will be called Anything But Pumpkin Beers, to crown on our distaste for pumpkin beers. Although, in reality, we did say pumpkin beers are acceptable. These are going to be autumn beers, appropriate for the season. And we just kind of said anything but pumpkin beer just because a couple of us can't stand pumpkin beers, including myself. But if anybody wants to bring them, they are welcome to the party because they are part of the harvest beer season, for better or for worse. So there probably would be some ciders. That's another beverage that's enjoyed in the harvest season. So I'm going to make it a point to bring a cider. I've really grown to enjoy ciders. Had a great time at the Blake's Cider Days Festival a few months ago. So that's what you have to look forward to next week's episode. So anybody else, final closing comments?
No, I just love that we covered this new, you know, I won't call it emerging or new. I shouldn't.
Progressive,
and innovative style that's coming of age here. And it's fun to watch everybody just grab onto this stuff and how much, you know, New England style IPA. So keep them coming, all the breweries and brewers out there. And who knows what's going to be next. This is awesome.
You're here. I second absolutely that.
Yeah, and the other great thing about this style of beers is a lot of people, I've had many people that say they can't stand IPAs, and they taste one of these, and they're like, wow, that's really good, I can drink that. And even Ross down in North Carolina is not a big IPA fan. And, you know, when we were sampling beers at the festival, he brought one up to me, and he was all excited. He's like, wow, this is an IPA I actually really enjoy. And so this style is good for bringing new people into the IPA world too, and expanding their horizons, which is what we're all about here at Beer Nuts. So that being said, I think it's time to go to Mexico. So, as they say in old Mexico City, AMF.
If you like this show, please tell a friend. Please follow us on Twitter and like and share us on Facebook by searching for Christopher Media. You can subscribe to all ChristopherMedia.net shows for free on ChristopherMedia.net. Please make sure to rate and comment on all your favorite Christopher Media shows. Thank you in advance for supporting Christopher Media by clicking on the PayPal button and by clicking through to all the sponsors who support ChristopherMedia.net. Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net, and thank you for listening.
Thank you for visiting ChristopherMedia.net.